am a captain.
And I'm a chicken.
And I'm a stranger.
She's a guest. And this is the Captain Chicken and a Guest podcast.
Part two. The epic conclusion.
Fuck you. Yeah, this is our guest this week. What is your internet alias? I know you by, like, two things.
I go by two things. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
It's cool.
I run a Mabel page, and I also go by Rusty Sporks as, like, a gamer tag and stuff for...
Rusty Sporks? Yes. How'd you get that name?
It was from my freshman year of high school. We were doing some stupid video project, and we did a video about a really bad band. So we were creating, like, really bad band names, and that was one of them.
Sounds amazing. So, alright, we've been Rusty Sporks! Thank you, Cleveland!
Yeah!
It sounds amazing.
So, something that, little feedback that I got is that we should reintroduce ourselves as part of this podcast.
No, we are going to wait for, because next week we do not have a guest. We are going to wait to do that on the Just Me and You podcast.
Okay, you know? I guess if that's your call, that's your call.
Yeah. We wanted to do a podcast last week, but I have been the sickest I have ever been in my life. I was literally in the worst pain of my entire life, and I was a Marine. Think about that. Yeah. So, and me and Chicken have been sitting down and just watching DC movies. Like, I think there's literally over 20 of them, and each one of them is like an hour and a half long. So I've been like, yay, I'm sick. You have to like me now, Chicken.
Mother, do this out of pity.
Yeah, it's our whole friendship. But, yeah, that's the reason there has been no Let's Plays, there has been no parodies, and has been no reviews. Since Chicken helps with writing, but I do most of it. Don't let him lie. And I've been really sick, so, yeah. I don't know. Chicken, what are you going to talk about? Won't you take my topic either?
Well, in the past week, I have gotten a new mic. It was a courtesy as a birthday present, thanks to
Here's your birthday.
Thanks to my two brothers, Jake and Caleb, and their two wives.
Oh yeah, you're like young as fuck compared to your siblings, huh?
Not really, no.
Isn't it like a 6-7 year difference?
Yeah, about, but I wouldn't say that's that long.
Kinda, because of the fact that, you know, don't you have a brother who's like 30? Or that?
Something around there.
I don't know. Different generations, I guess. But what else did you get for your birthday, and how old are you? So I know how bad I have to feel for hanging out with someone your age.
Well, I am of the big 2-0 now.
Nah, you're not old enough to drink, loser.
Yeah, but whatever. Anyway, and besides that, I also got some birthday money, of course. And I also got Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate for the Wii U.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. How you been enjoying that?
I haven't played it much. I haven't gotten around to it that much. But it's pretty fun so far. It's like a more of a cartoonier, slightly clunky Phantasy Star.
Okay.
Now calm down there, weeaboos. I know it's the most popular game in Japan, but that's my thoughts on it.
Yeah, shit, God, the fucking cult following for Monster Hunter is ridiculous.
It really is.
It's the best game ever! No, it's not.
It's like the Call of Duty of Japan, apparently.
I know, right? I have some really hardcore weeaboo fans, and they try to get me into the series, but I'm just like, it's like a bad Dragon's Dogma with no fun stuff. This is stupid.
It's a very grindy game, from what I'm told.
I don't like grind. It's why I'm not a big fan of MMOs.
Yeah, it's kind of why I've turned against MMOs myself, you know, in the past couple of years.
Go ahead.
Just because of the end game has gotten too grindy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it just depends on how they do the grinding, too. Because sometimes it can be fun, but other times it's just like, why the hell am I doing this for the past, like, 20 hours?
Yeah.
For mounts and pets.
Guild Wars 2 had some pretty good grind, I remember, but I just got, I was like, eh, none of my friends have this game. They're all playing Star Wars and WoW and secretly hating each other. Damn it.
Secretly.
There was nothing secret about it. Hey, Star Wars sucks. Yeah, you're just playing WoW with fucking lightsabers. Fuck you, I use guns. So does our hunter. I don't know. Okay. So, I'm only, man, I'm not that much older than you. I thought I was a good bit older than you.
Well, I know you're a grandpa, weird. But come on.
Shut up! I am not. Don't you tell those people that lie.
Hey, I've seen you walk around with that shillelagh.
Shillelagh?
That's racist! Or that's xenophobic, you ass!
How is that xenophobic? You're not a xenomorph.
Because...
You do not have acid blood and a little mouth inside of your own mouth.
No, no, I'm Irish, so you cut me open, that's straight moonshine acid. Burned through tables.
Okay.
No, he's Irish, so he also has to have a fucking shillelagh. Fuck you, chicken. Asshole.
Hey.
Let's see, what else have we been doing over the last week? Nothing!
Yeah,
alright, what you been doing, Sporks?
I haven't really been doing crap lately. Other than...
Behold, the most interesting podcast in the universe.
Guest ever!
Other than running my page and stuff, and I got my wisdom teeth out. Yay!
Gross.
So... another little game series that I've been playing is I've been playing a lot of StarCraft 2 with a recent expansion, Heart of the Swarm.
Zerg are OP now! Or more OP than what they were. Fucking Zerg! God damn it.
Have you been keeping
Seriously.
Up with StarCraft 2?
Ugh, I have. Because I'm a big fan of Total Biscuit. And he's like...
Oh yeah, I've actually seen...
I've
been watching some streams of his playing StarCraft 2.
Well, he's not bad. I just like the commentary, honestly. I'm like a dog. But, okay, their carriers and all their worker units.
Their carriers and worker units? What do you mean?
Okay. The carriers are now twice as bulky. The big floating balloon things.
Oh, well, yeah, they're overlords? That's their supply.
Still, it used to go down a lot easier, right?
I don't really know. I haven't really played multiplayer of StarCraft 2.
Nah. And I tried. I'm just like, I was playing offline. I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of good. I got online. I got raffle stomped. I was like, fucking Koreans!
I know. It's because you have to have a lot of macros and key bindings and a lot of coordination for that game.
I know, right? Stupid.
It takes a lot of mindset to play RTS.
Okay. So, Sporks, is anything on your mind that you wish to talk about that is not the topic we were going to talk about later? We're saving the big one for later.
I can't really think about much else because I've been obsessing over said topic. Unless, well, the other game I've been obsessing about, as you may already know, is Dark Souls. Because
I've been
playing that.
I've actually seen...
Tell us about Dark Souls!
It is fantastic. Not for everyone, but it is fantastic. If you are the type of gamer who runs through everything expecting to kill shit, like, right away, the game is not for you. If you are good at planning ahead, then you might survive the game.
If you secretly hate yourself and you want to completely challenge something until you break your teeth from, fucking frowning at it, then Dark Souls is for you.
Pretty much.
You know, I haven't really seen anything on Dark Souls. The only thing I've only seen on Dark Souls is speedruns of it.
It is freaking fantastic.
Dark Souls are so
stupid. It's, people make it out to be like really hard, but honestly, half the time when you die in the game, it's usually the player's fault. Like, I'll admit.
Fucking skeletons!
the damn skeletons.
Ah! You died, user error.
Like,
Damn you, Rule 30. Wait. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
See, that's what I warned you about. We're going to cut you off randomly.
Because
we're...
Segway the podcast.
No, fuck you. People have already told me I don't know how to segue in my videos, so I just make fun of it. I'm just like, am I funny yet? No? Okay.
How about now?
Segway.
I just want you all to love me.
That's not too far off. Reason I make it. Okay, so, I don't know. How often do you play Dark Souls?
Well, recently I haven't gotten to play it too much, but, I'm working between, like, two different playthroughs right now, and then I'm working on a third
character.
She got dropped.
Yes, a little technical difficulties with Skype.
Yeah, I got dropped?
Unfortunately.
Okay. No big deal. She's probably talking.
Alright, so, let's go on with the halftime show. All right, Jimmy, play us off.
Sounds bizarre.
So, I heard cheese recently got a new flavor.
How about that cheese, huh? It's so delicious and yummy.
Captain, why are you talking about cheese? Because you don't know Jack.
Shut up. She's probably still talking, and we're just talking over her.
I have no idea why I got dropped, but I'm back.
Okay, did you keep recording?
Yes, I did.
Good, okay. Awesome. Alright, were you talking at all? Because we were kind of doing dumb shit, and I'll probably just go out and edit our stupid stuff. If you were actually talking about real stuff.
No, leave that in. People love reality.
No, it was a lot of me doing doo 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 doo. That was it. And he made a cheese pun.
Cheese puns are amazing, though.
But, okay, how often do you play Dark Souls? Oh, wait, fuck, what I asked last. Fuck.
Go to the script, Captain.
How often do I play Dark Souls? Okay. I honestly try not to clock in, like, I try not to look at how often I play certain things, because then it makes me sad about life.
So, more than you like. Okay. We all know that feel! No having lives. Why we make videos.
You mean, that's why make videos, and I just sit there and troll you the whole time?
Yeah, sometimes it works. I use it against you. So maybe you should do this. I'm like, that's actually pretty funny. Damn it. I actually thought of a good joke. Damn it.
Yeah.
And that is how the relationship began.
It began back in... No. I'm not going to talk about this because I want to seriously start Captain's Tales. And that's going to be the first one, is my adventures with you over the last four years. What would you do with a drunken gamer? No. But, yeah, so I don't want to talk about where we fucking met or whatever. Not yet. But it was over Halo 3, I want to say. Yeah. But, I had something. Oh, we've been watching Transformers Energon lately.
Oh, yes we have.
And it is amazing. I love it.
It's really good.
It was made in what, 2004? 5?
I don't know, something around there.
Just
saying, it's a lot better than its prelude series, Armada.
The Optimus Crotch Technique! Oh, God, that was terrible. Oh, what are you doing, Optimus? Ah, you got your crotch on me. Ah. But, okay, the animation style is a little clunky, but, whatever. Every Transformer can combine with another one, which is amazing. Optimus is a freaking Megazord from Power Rangers.
A Megazord that uses a Magnum.
That's the best
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. Okay, and there's this human in the show, audience, that his name is Kicker. I don't know what the fuck his real name is, but something that's always gotten on my nerves over the years being a Transformers fan is, why the fuck does Optimus keep these kids around? What could they really have valuable input to the Autobots? Quickly, we need cheerleaders! Cheer harder for our Spark!
Quick, Bumblebee, bring me a few, maybe less than five teenagers with that no attitude.
Maybe he just really likes cheap labor, but it's not shown in the show.
But they don't do shit!
I know, they really don't.
Ever!
What I don't understand, though, is he claims that he's trying to keep them safe, but he, like, puts them in the middle of danger, and it's just like...
Yeah, he does do that. That's all I think. We have to keep the kids safe. Then why didn't they stay their asses on
they
Earth?
Cried.
We're like galaxies away. We're like galaxies away.
I think it was like season 4 of Gen 1 cartoon or something like that, where like Spike has a kid now, and they give the fucking kid like the suit. Yeah.
A power suit? Yeah. I was like, ah! The suit can transform. I'm so done. No.
Me and my boyfriend were like laughing at that for like the longest time because it was so fucking ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
But more about Kicker is that he actually proves his worth to the Autobot team. By A, he was given a power by Primus himself to sense Energon, and...
Primus is the god of Transformers!
And B, he knows how to fight. He actually destroys enemy cannon fodder, called Terracons in the show, with...
Giant tigers with maces as their tails that shoot lasers and shit!
Yes, and he kills them with a sword made from three Minicons called the Star Saber.
A.K.A. an ancient sword from prophecy made from the devil.
Yes. Satan. Made from his own blood.
Yeah. So, yeah, and they explain that Energon is, like, super gasoline, and the Transformers need it, or they'll die. So him sensing Energon is kind of omni-important.
Yeah.
And other times, he fucking rides motorcycles and shit into battle. And I'm just like, this is amazing! Why do people not like this character? Yeah, he's angsty and whatnot, but he's a teenager.
Yeah, he actually
whatever.
Has an Autobot partner that Optimus teamed him up with called Ironhide.
Oh, God, that's not Ironhide.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Like his version of Ironhide.
Oh, God. He's, like, young and shit and just a rookie. But it's, like, it's the premise of, like, every buddy cop movie, these two being paired up. Like, Kicker kind of has a problem with Transformers. And that's another thing with the show. They actually call themselves Transformers.
Yeah.
It's weird.
They call themselves Autobots or Cybertronians, stuff like that. You think Transformers would be the last thing they would revert themselves to calling themselves.
Quickly, the military hominids! Let's go get those guys! What?
Quick, my mammal brethren! Form up! And fight communism!
Fuck, no! No! No, we're not gonna talk about the communism! And Alpha Quintazon is actually a villain in this show, too, which is really cool. And I've talked to some of my other Transformers pages, and they're like, Wheeljack, that fucking series sucks! And I'm just like, fuck you, it's amazing! What are you talking about?
Yeah, this show is really good. It's a lot better than Armada, which I hear gets more praise than the show.
I don't get it. Filler of the show.
Terrible.
Like, it wasn't even full circle either.
No, it was not.
That was...
It was like 90s kids paired with Transformers.
90s. It had all the 90s trends. There was a literal guy named Rad.
Yeah. Why?
Oh. It was so bad.
I've seen that Transformers series, but already it sounds horrific.
Don't.
You don't need to.
Do not watch it by yourself. Never watch it by yourself. Have a friend there so you can make fun of the plot points. Like, they're constantly have this environmental message and be good and apologize to people when you're dicks to them.
Female kid is like, when I grow up, I'm going to be president. Everything's going to be better. Female!
Fuck you, female kid.
Shut up. And she was a Starscream fangirl before Starscream fangirls existed, thanks to Prime.
Yeah. Well, I think,
fucking stilettos.
Disconnected again.
Okay, so more filler. Do 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 do.
More technical difficulties, folks.
When she gets back, we'll actually we'll start. Oh.
It doesn't usually do this. I swear.
Yay. It's fine. You should say hello to your Facebook page, by the way.
I love you guys.
She doesn't really. We talk about you behind your back all the time.
She scorns you every day and wishes your pants were filled with ice-cold beavers.
Well, I mean, the beavers thing. Yeah, that's true. Why wouldn't you wish that upon someone? Come on.
Beavers in your pants? Ice cream can fix that.
What?
What?
That's another song reference.
I've never heard that song.
Oh my god! Oh, fuck! Podcast! Fucking... I finally figured out what the fuck it meant when he always says that's what you get when you let your heart out. He said that to me for like a year now. Year and a half. And I was like, is that where the fuck that's from? I'm gonna have to edit this audio because I'm clipping the living shit out of it right now. And I'm just like, is that where the fuck that is from? That thing where I've been like, shut the fuck up. We're in the middle of doing important stuff. They don't know what that means. You know, yeah, it's from a song. Why didn't you tell me this for now?
My brother told me where it was from recently. Apparently it's from someone named Paramore.
You never asked, Captain. Fuck you! Let's talk about BioShock Infinite. Yes, this is definitely a spoiler alert since all three of us have completed the game.
Spoiler alert. Please turn the podcast off if you do not want to hear spoilers.
You have been warned. You better not hear whining about spoiling the game because I will come over to you and punch you in the face.
There will be a spoiler alert in the title of this podcast.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I'm in charge of doing that.
I'm going to say, listen, although... you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, ignore the spoiler... I'm going to put the title as, ignore the spoiler alert. Just go all the way through. I'm just going to do that. Why the fuck did you do that? I'm just like,
you
put
a link. It's like, it like covers the whole screen, so when they click it, it's like, it just goes straight to the spoiler.
I'm gonna have a gif at the end of me putting sunglasses on. Deal with it. But let's talk about it. Fuck Elizabeth! I want to shoot her in her back. Constantly running away.
In her.
Oh, I was just like, hey. I'm trying to save... If you don't stop, I'm going to shoot you in the knee and drag you to New York.
In her defense, though, Booker was kind of an ass.
It's Nolan North. He's always an ass. I don't think I've heard Nolan North play a character where he is not a dick. He played, like, Nathan Drake,
Wait,
Deadpool.
No, Troy Baker does Booker's voice. Yeah.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Troy Baker?
He's also going to be the main character in the
Well, fuck, he did Dante, so... Okay. But, seriously.
I enjoyed the game a lot, but is it really 10 out of 10 material?
So did I. Fuck no! I could just sit down for an hour and pick apart fucking, BioShock Infinite. Is it a bad game? No! But I can pick it apart, because that's what critics do. If the lesser the fucking lesser the picks I can get at it,
Calm
the better
there,
it
Roger
is.
Ebert.
Is it a 10 out of 10? What? Roger Ebert?
You don't know who Roger Ebert is?
He's a movie critic. Well, he was a movie critic.
Didn't he die recently? Oh yeah, he died recently. That guy. Okay.
But, yeah.
Critics, yee. Thanks for bringing that up, Chicken. That's not a break on the podcast at all, douche.
Of a famous person.
Yes. Asshole.
Now we just have to know where the other two celebrities that'll die is, because it's always a triangle.
It really is.
Place your bets here, folks.
Betty White.
There was a recent celebrity death. The guy who played Uncle Vernon in Harry Potter died around the same time.
Oh, there's two.
Who's the third? Hmm. Captain, are you really popular yet?
No.
Alright, I'm just making sure.
Damn it. Okay. The multiple times she was running away, I just wanted to shoot her in the our foot and just like, stop running! Douche! And this game is really racist. This well, game is racist as dirt. Oh my goodness.
Hey, it's...
No, I am literally from Ireland, and there are multiple videos about the fake white trash, the Irish people, and I'm just like, ow!
It's the beginning of the 1900s, I can understand.
Yeah, they're trying to, like, show you how racist those times were. And it's not even just towards, like, non-whites. It's towards other white people from different countries. And it's just like,
Now, I found it funny that there was actually a KKK in the game that used crow powers. The KKK... We're crow people.
Yeah.
What is with that?
Not gonna touch that.
Yeah, they used the... plasmid, and they used a sword while carrying a coffin on their back.
Ain't gonna touch that here know-how. Uh-uh.
Exactly.
Now, okay. People called me crazy. Crazy in the fucking head for this. But when I first heard Songbirds, like... scream, I was just like, I've heard that before. Where have I heard that before? But everyone was like, Captain, you're crazy. That just came out. And it's like, no, I have heard that song before. Or that sound before. I've heard it. I know I'm not fucking crazy. Even an ex-girlfriend who got me into Bioshock, she was like, Captain, no, you haven't. And I'm just like, fuck you, I'll show you guys one day. And Songbird's death was actually in Bioshock 1.
It was either his
the
death,
sound.
Or if you notice, Bioshock, or Irrational Games rather, they reuse a lot of sound clips. In fact, they reused so many sound clips in Infinite. Like, there's like this weird... To me it sounds like a baby crying, but really it's a... if I remember right, it's a Houdini splicer noise that they kind of modified, and they also put it into Infinite.
Hmm.
Huh.
But no. It was the actual thing because people pointed this out. Like, it was the point when the fucking piano exploded in Bioshock 1 that they apparently they planned that. And I was just like, aha! Fuck all of you assholes! I knew I wasn't crazy. And they also had those posters around of Songbird and Rapture.
You get a title update for the game.
Yeah, they so did.
Nope, just a title update, just to trick the fans.
I'm gonna have to go replay the first Bioshock.
How dick would...
God damn it.
How dick would that be? Do a title update and put all your shit in. Oh, look, we're clever! That'd be amazing. Oh, God, that'd be so awesome. Okay, I fucking love the Skyhook. I played on 1999 mode from the beginning. I did not have a problem with it. Except that fucking shield was the most obnoxious shield I have ever gotten in any game ever.
The yellow veiny of blockiness?
Yeah, I hate that.
I don't know,
yes,
it didn't bother me that much.
So obnoxious.
It's only when I really noticed it.
It was obnoxious.
It was more like when I wasn't focused on it, I was like, eh, whatever. But more or less it's because I never got shot. Because you suck.
I'm sorry, the enemies can shoot slingshots with their slingshots from a mile away and headshot me.
You're bad.
Yeah. Stupid 1999 mode. Whatever, I'm better at you than you at most games.
I'll give you RTSs.
I think...
And RPGs.
I can't think of a game you're better at me than that. Maybe Call of Duty, because I don't play it. Maybe.
No, just shooters in general.
Whatever. But, okay. That shield was obnoxious. So, the preacher was the same guy, right? At the end, that Tom baptized Stein. Booker,
yeah.
And he became, yeah. Okay, that was
yeah.
the same preacher, right? My problem is, I know why now, because I went back and played it, and I fucking saw why. I was just like, why wouldn't the preacher, you know, recognize me? And I know, it's been a while, but...
He does,
come on.
Because he places you as the false shepherd.
No, he doesn't.
What?
He's blind.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
He had...
Oh,
his eyes were grayed over.
Huh.
He was
oh,
blind.
Okay, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
No, because Fink is the one
yeah.
who kind of points it out at the beginning. The false shepherd thing. Fink is the one who, like, points you out, like, the douchebag he is. I hated Fink. Fink was, like, the Su Chong of the Infinite World, or game, whatever. Columbia.
Yeah. They kind of hinted at this. I later, like, fucking figured it out, and I'm just like, oh, I'm big Mr. Hotshot, And then Chicken's just like, yeah, you idiot. And I was like, oh. That Robert and Rosalind,
yeah.
they're not twins.
I love their
just
story,
like,
though. Like, I love
up.
How Rosalind, like, brought in her quote-unquote brother to the current universe. And I just thought that was so neat.
I wanted to shoot them. I wanted to shoot them a lot. I'm just like... they were fun. They were funny and whatnot, and their banter was pretty good. But I'm just like... Fucking tell me what you want me to do. It's obvious you're trying to help me. Fucking tell me instead of being vague, just in case I don't get the wrong message. Stupid Time Lords!
Story development that they're skipping out if they do that.
Yeah, they have a weird way of helping people, too. I mean, in a way, it's the entire game is all their fault for messing up the freaking universe.
Yes. That was my thing too, that Comstock tries to kill them, so they're just like, fuck. They went to go get Booker and tell him about the thing, and Robert is the reason that Booker is there killing Comstock, is because Comstock tried killing Robert and Rosalind and gave them the powers of the Time Lord.
Although, what I want to know is with the ending... Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking mind loops.
What I want to know is with the ending...
Oh, go ahead.
Are they still together? Or did that never happen? Like, where Rosalind got Robert into her universe? Like, that would make me sad.
Oh. Since they can jump through
so
the
they
universes...
they basically transcend anything,
still
even if Booker, like, fixes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there is one Booker left. There is one Booker, and there is one Anna left. Because if you notice, at the end, all the Elizabeths are disappearing the longer they hold you underwater when they're drowning you. And the one that's left is the one that rejects the baptism. That doesn't become Comstock, that doesn't become the fucker who makes Rapture.
You mean Columbia?
And, whatever.
It's called Rapture 2.0 in the sky.
Yeah. Rapture
fuck
in the
you.
Sky with diamonds. See? I can make song references too.
Aha! I'd like to do an album of this.
Shut up. Let's see. And that one where he's like, oh, he's a drunken and whatnot, but he doesn't have debt, and Robert never comes to him. So... it's kind of sad, but it's still the fact that he never gets wrapped up with this. Elizabeth never gets taken away, and all that shenanigans. So, I guess the ending kind of fixes itself out, but still, it's like, well, there's got to be at least one left. I mean,
yeah.
I think I think that's more of the revelation of the story of the ending is like deducing all that. Like that's what's supposed to make it good. And
aka a butt-ass load of fucking exposition.
Since you probably figured out a lot of it before it actually ended, it's probably, it took the fun out of it for you. Is why you hated it a lot.
Yeah, and no, I don't hate the game. It's just, it's not 10 out of 10 a perfect game of the year material. It was a good, fun game, and I had fun with it. Even if it was racist as balls.
It's supposed to be racist, though.
It's
racist as balls! No point. And again, I can sit there and pick it apart for hours, but it was a fun game. I'm not saying that. What plasmids did you guys use?
Mainly I used the Crow plasmid, the charge-up version, just because it stunned everything in the room, and I got the upgrade for it when it killed people. It made another trap, so it was just, like, continuous. Especially, it really made that part where where you command the Songbird, you know, to kill all the Vox ships and whatnot.
Yeah.
It really made that part, like, really easy. Mm-hmm. Just because, hey, Crow. Oh, look, more Crows. I don't even have to spend any more, salts. Boom, I'm just shooting you all. The only thing I have to worry about is the mechanical patriots.
Yeah.
I admit, the patriots are the only things in the game I really had trouble with.
I had a lot of trouble
ever.
With the sirens.
You can shoot through them. You can shoot through them.
Hmm? Still. I did not have trouble with the fucking handymen. I didn't have trouble with them. They're just big-ass bullet sponges.
If you're really having trouble with them, they eventually go away, which is kind of disappointing. I've never noticed that. I was trying to get the Heartbreaker achievement, so I kept, like, replaying it over and over for a checkpoint just so I could get this one achievement. And, I was running away from it at one point because I was trying to find a better spot to, like, aim at it. And then all of a sudden I noticed it wasn't following me anymore, and I'm like, what? I don't know if it was a glitch.
I've actually found the technique to getting that achievement. Go on a skyline, because if you do that, he actually jumps on it to try to electrocute the skylines, and he just stands still, giving with his arms above his head so he's not covering his heart.
Oh, I did it the
and
hard way.
And have, like, a sniper rifle or a carbine.
Yeah, I did it the hard way. I did it with a carbine wall, and I kept waiting until he was, like, coughing. Like, you know how he'll cough every few seconds?
Yeah,
and I would aim for the heart then.
Okay. I used the possession plasmid almost a ridiculous amount. I think that and Crows are the only vigors. Things that I
used. I understand why they call
ever.
Them vigors. Because back in the day, that's what they would call, like, the miracle medicine. The miracle potion. It's a vigor.
Really?
You remember, like, in the old-timey Western days, you know that medicine man that would come in his wagon?
That snake oil.
This is the vigor for you, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that.
The vigor I used the most, other than Murder of Crows, was probably Undertow, mostly because it made me feel like a waterbender from Avatar The Last Airbender. I thought it was
yes,
the coolest
M. Night
thing.
Shyamalan classic.
No, you shut up, I'll punch you in your face.
You shut up! You shut your face!
That movie doesn't exist, I don't know what you're talking about.
But it plays on Nickelodeon periodically.
Nope, that time slot is blank.
Oh god, it does, doesn't it?
They just kind of cut off Nickelodeon during that time, and nothing plays, and I'm like, what's going on? Why is there a black screen here? And, yep.
Oh, that's the worldwide day of play.
Oh, God, they do that. We've talked about how stupid this is. Oh, no, you're cutting broadcast for 6 hours. I'm going to go watch Comedy Central or Cartoon Network. Fuck you.
Well, Nickelodeon's kind of gone downhill anyway. I do like that.
Hey, Ninja Turtles
is
amazing. And Power Rangers. Hey, shut up.
SpongeBob
don't you
fantastic.
Say SpongeBob.
You don't know what you're talking about.
It's quotable. Too quotable. It's like Family Guy.
What the hell?
Not always about the hipster. I hated SpongeBob before anyone. Yeah,
you showed me the picture of the of your jeans.
Fuck you! I'm just old.
Nope,
it's just my ass. I have like. They're just old. And now people are getting like, you show each other your jeans? That's weird. That's what people are getting from that.
The ambiguous league, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
No! I do not want to be known as maybe gay with you. Stop it. Oh, God. It's like the J.D. Turk thing from Scrubs. Oh, God, I love
it.
No, I'm not saying it. Okay. It's Songbird. Songbird was a huge disappointment.
I have mixed feelings about Songbird. Like, I liked that he didn't end up being the main antagonist. I liked that he was like on your side towards the end, and I thought that was a really nice twist. I mean, I saw it coming like a mile away, but I thought it was
really tried to make out to be.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. Honestly, if I did Bioshock Infinite, I would make, instead of Handyman, I would make my Big Daddies flying, and I would make them in duos. So if you heard one of their Big Daddy calls, or this version of it, and since it's flying, it makes sense. They could come from anywhere. So it'd capture a bit more of that dread and whatnot. So, when I saw the thing for Songbird, and they fucking hyped it up, like, all the tech demos, all the interviews, like, Songbird is gonna toss your salad and fuck your shit. You better get ready for a big-ass gunfight. And I'm just like, okay, where's the boss fight? Ah, water, he dies.
You
know, no.
Something else about the tech demo that I found really interesting that they didn't use is how they were displaying Vigors. Mm. Like, in the tech demos...
Yeah, you're right. Wasn't it supposed to be, you have to, if you want, like, a fucking bar, you have to drink the Vigor, and then once you use that bar,
why,
you have to get a new one.
In the game, you
right?
see multiple bottles of the stuff, of the Vigors.
Huh.
It's because, originally, Vigors were supposed to have an ammo system instead of a mana bar.
See? And that would have been interesting, because it would have added to, it would have made me fucking... Okay, I'm not going to use possession on everything. I'm just going to save it, or maybe if I use fire on these lesser enemies, I use crows on the big fuckers. You know, it would have added the gunplay. It's still fun, and it's still varied with the Vigors.
Yeah,
but
I can see what you mean,
backwards.
Because the different ammo types, the fact that you could carry multiple weapons in the old games, all this.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I think... Like, I think they were trying to make it a harder difficulty, especially with the only allowing two guns at a time, because in the old game, let's face it, the beginning part was the hardest part of the original Bioshock, and then it got easier as it went along.
My fucking wrench says otherwise!
Well, for me, anyways.
It's a splicer! Oh, God!
Oh, no!
My wrench now has a face on it!
So,
ew!
What was your favorite melee weapon from the Bioshock trilogy?
Fucking drill!
Wrench.
That big-ass awesome drill of doom!
Wrench.
Get your Gordon Freeman stuff out of here.
No.
I was just thinking that. I was like, crowbar.
Wrench,
hipster. Controversial opinion. Half-Life is not that good.
Shh,
it's all right,
Captain,
but it's not the
you're
holy grail of
popular.
Games.
You can't say stuff like that.
Captain, look, over the horizon. It's the dislike bar. It's growing.
Oh, no! It's getting bigger! I don't know. We've talked about it, and yeah, I played Half-Life, but there is so much fucking platforming. Why? Stupid shooters of olden days. God
like,
damn it.
I played
Why is
Half-Life,
there so much platforming here?
When it first came out, I didn't like it too much. I liked Halo a lot more. That's just me.
Oh, go back to Call of Duty, you faggots! Ugh! Oh, I'm gonna be over here
Halo
with Steam and my indie game. Well, you don't even know what Call of Recall
so
is.
I'm gonna be a hipster and go play Pong. God.
No, not electronic Pong. I'm gonna go get my sister and we're gonna go fucking play ping pong. Yeah. With
I'm
our big old glasses and
just
deflect that instead of padding poles.
God, he's the most hipster of us all.
Hey, that's too far. That's too old.
And there's no
you don't
color.
Go that far. Strain of logic, over! So, is there anything else you guys want to say about Infinite? I know, getting put on the spot, your mind goes blank, but, you know, anything you want to talk about. The aesthetics
were
really pleasing.
Yeah, I definitely liked the scenery a lot. It definitely had its own theme that differed it from the other games, but overall, the combat was, like, kind of the same, very much so. Like, the plasmids were kind of unoriginal and seemed a little forced.
Sorry.
That's just me.
Yeah, I personally thought, I had some of my own tiffs with the game, but overall, I thought it was fantastic. It's still, my biggest worry before it came out was that it wouldn't have the BioShock feel, and it did, thank God, and that was honestly what pleased me the most about it, is that it still felt like BioShock.
I think Elizabeth's AI is extremely overrated.
Now, I hear a lot
of things
where it's like,
tips with it.
She screws me over. She doesn't give me what I want. I never really found too big a problem with that. Maybe one or two instances where she gave me ammo when I was full and my health bar only had a smidgen of health left. But other than that...
Well, I didn't have a problem with her giving me stuff. It's the fact that everyone was going, oh, she is the best AI ever!
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, she's not. She's just...
I'll admit
she's
a lot
average.
Better than most AIs.
I mean, what are you guys talking about? If you're comparing it to the fucking Call of Duty fucking random cannon fodder that help you out, yeah,
what
she's the most best AI ever. But... any of the Dragon Age Origins AI...
Well, that's different because you can customize their AI.
Yeah...
Okay, Mass Effect AI.
Okay, there you
not
go.
Telling them what to do.
I'll give you that one.
I don't think it's a matter of comparing her to, like, combat, because, let's face it, she doesn't do combat. I think it's a matter of how lifelike she is. Like, she has a personality. Not that Mass Effect characters didn't, they obviously did. But, like, she interacts with the environment, which is also really cool. And she does, like, these little gestures that just kind of make her unique. I'm not saying that she's, like, the best AI, but she's...
Yeah, but that's my problem. I'm not... she's definitely a good AI, and she was a cool character, but she's not... Again, she's a perfect example of what this game is. Is everyone overhyping it and be like, it's the best game ever! I'm just like, no, it's not. Just stop. Go.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah, it's got the whole Skyrim thing to it.
Yep. Another 6 months, people are going to sit down, and they're going to look at the flaws, and I'll just be with two middle fingers, like, I fucking told you, I was the first one! I'm a hipster dick! Damn it, chicken was right! No! And then I had to go murder chicken.
There are some games where, it has flaws, but I like, the first BioShock had tons of flaws, but I loved it for those flaws, so it might turn out like that.
Biggest flaw, in my opinion, was... Oh my god, this is System Shock! Oh my god, this is System Shock! Only worse!
No, I've never played System Shock.
Yeah,
I have seen a Let's Play of it, though.
Is it worth playing?
It was scary.
I will have to look into
Hell yeah!
Yeah, it seemed like a really
System
cool
Shock 1 and 2
it
are
was
amazing.
Like more RPG-like, what? Too, so there was differing ways of playing it.
It was something that, halfway in the game, if you were, like, a complete brawler and put, like, nothing into computers, you just smash the computer, door opens. There's a puzzle halfway in the game of the second one where you can't do that, and if you put nothing into computers, you're fucked. You're fucked. There's no way to get past it.
Oh, I hate that when games
nothing.
Do that. It's like, how are you supposed to know this?
And get this, the main antagonist laughs at your ass because of it. She's like, there's nothing you can do to get to me now. Your dumbass fucking carries around a chain gun. Ha 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 ha. I win. Yeah. I was like, that is amazing. Well, you... Too bad I'm a master fucking computer salesman. Ha 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 ha. Salesman. Okay. Okay, I have tried to end the episode 3 times already. We're ending God right now.
Sure, we're going to have to.
Really? Sure. Unless there's anything else you guys want to fucking talk about. I swear, guys, we usually don't. We're not doing the fucking hour-long podcasts anymore.
All right, well, I've been a chicken.
50 minutes in. I've been a... Fuck you! Fuck you! You took my thing!
All right, we'll see.
I'm supposed to be first!
And I'm...
Who's next week?
Shit. Oh, like me. But not really.
Sporks. I'll put a link in the video description and the... can we do that on...
No, you don't have to. I was kidding.
Well, thank you anyway. This is, This has been our guest, Rusty Sporks, was it?
Captain!
Alright, there you go. Just remember that name and just type that
into
the YouTube.
And we'll see you guys... We'll see you guys
There's
next week
link.
In... I don't know, or maybe. Yay. New video is coming out soon!
Okay, bye!
Stop recording.